Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Just before we get going today, I want to remind you that we are in our review of Genesis chapter 2, and we're focusing now on verses 16 and 17. On Monday, we are going to be returning to verse 24, where we left off before our review began. And so I want to encourage you to be here for the rest of this week, and also beginning again on Monday when we return to Genesis chapter 2 at verse 24. The Bible is our great treasure. We never want to be bored with it or tired of it, to ignore it, or disassociate ourselves from it. We don't want to be lazy with the Bible. So let's press on now in our review of Genesis chapter 2 at verses 16 and 17. And so that you get used to reading in the Bible, or if you are already someone who knows God's Word very well, I left you with a friendly, short assignment last time. I am sure you did it. I believe in you, friends. And this was to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, alongside Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Both Genesis and Deuteronomy belong to the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, all written, I believe, by Moses. Pentateuch means five scrolls, and we are in the first scroll, Genesis, and chapter 2. And why would we read Deuteronomy 30 in light of Genesis 2? Let me remind you why, and then we will look at these two great texts together. Our purpose is to see the consistency of God as he joins together living in a good land with keeping his commandments. The garden in Eden was a good land, complete with everything man and woman needed, but for the first people to live in that good land meant that they needed to keep the command of God. We want to find a similar command from God to his people elsewhere, and for this we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. So let me start with Genesis 2, 16 and 17. If you have your Bible, follow along. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die." And now let me read the longer text, Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20. Again, if you've got your Bible open, turn or scroll there along with me. Genesis, then Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy has 34 chapters, so this is near the end. Are you there? I'm reading now the word of God to you in Deuteronomy 30, beginning in verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. I'm reading in Deuteronomy 30 and now at verse 17. But if your heart turns away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Who is commanding the Israelites here? God is. What I have just read to you is the voice of Holy God via Moses. Like in Genesis 2, when God spoke to the man, commanding him, here too God speaks to his people, the ancient Israelites, commanding them. That is the first similarity between these texts. Verse 16, God says, I command you today, a little further along, to keep God's commandments. God is the commanding God. And God is consistently this. God commands in Genesis and God commands in Deuteronomy. I really hope you see this in your Bible. The second similarity is the blessing of land. God is the God of land. Land is of vital importance in the Bible. Have you ever noticed this? And the land of Israel is the key piece of property. It still is. Let's find land in Deuteronomy 30, verse 16 again, that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. Ah, the land they were entering. At this point in the Bible, the Jews were camping on the precipice of entering the promised land. Listen again to verse 20. That you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. The land here is the piece of real estate God promised long ago to the forefathers of these people. God makes a promise and God keeps a promise. The promises of God are always sure, and this promise deals with the land. We have the blessing of land in Deuteronomy 30 and also in Genesis 2, 16 and 17. In Genesis 2, the land is the garden in Eden that we've been talking about. The garden in Eden and the promised land, land. Both passages are about God's blessing of land. And the question is how to get the land and how to stay in the land once it is given. As to how to get it, the answer is clear. Trust God. God provided the garden in Eden. We've seen how he did that. And God will provide the promised land. The Bible tells us how God does that as well, but we do not have time to explore that today. As to how to stay in the land, that is the third similarity between Genesis 2 and Deuteronomy 30 we want to discuss. And the answer is obeying God's command. To stay in the land that God provides required obeying the command of God. This speaks directly to our purpose in finding the consistency of God as he joins together living in a good land and keeping his commandments. So in Genesis 2:16, we have the land of Eden and this command of God. From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. And let's look again at Deuteronomy 30. I hope that you are following along closely. Listen to this. I'm going back to Deuteronomy 30, verses 17 and 18. But if your heart turns away and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land. Wow. How similar to what God said to Adam in Genesis 2:17. God is consistent in this command and the consequence that disobedience to the command will bring. In Genesis 2, God says that if Adam eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he will surely die. That is, if Adam disobeys God's command, then Adam will die. And we will see how this means Adam will be forced out of the land of Eden. In Deuteronomy 30, God says if the Israelites will not obey him, then they will surely perish. They will die, and they will therefore lose the land. They will be forced out of this prosperous land. They will move from life to death, just like the first man. This emphasis on obeying the command of God is reiterated beautifully in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. I'm reading Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. Do you see? Do you hear the clear link between living in a good land with keeping God's commandments? Let me give you again the three similarities we have highlighted between Genesis 2 and Deuteronomy 30. I want to make sure you get these, and I know many of you do take notes. The first similarity is that God gives commands. God commanded Adam, the first man, and God commanded the Israelites. The second similarity is the blessing of land. God gave Adam the land of the garden in Eden, and God gave the Israelites the promised land. The third similarity is obedience. To stay in the land God has given Adam and the Israelites, both must obey the command of God. When God gave his commands, he specifically linked obedience to life in the land. And so what? With just a minute left, let me ask the application question. What does all of this have to do with you? What does all of this have to do with me? What we have read today can be applied in multiple ways. We should all ask how the Holy Spirit of the living God wants to apply this to each of our lives. But for me, what I ask myself is this: do I trust God when he tells me what is good for me? Do I trust God when he tells me what is bad for me? Clearly, it was good that the first man and woman not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was bad if they did. Likewise, when God commands me, do I trust what he commands is good for me? I have a very mixed record. Sometimes I trust God's commands as good for me, and I obey him. Sometimes I do not. I persist in disobedience, and I require God's forgiveness for my disobedience. What about you? Where do you stand on this? Would you consider coming along with me as between today and tomorrow we think critically about this in our own lives and as we deal with our sinfulness before God? I hope so, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.